Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We want to encourage you to get your children ages 5 through 11 signed up for our Vacation Bible School at Celebration Tabernacle Church, which will be taking place next week, beginning Monday, August 4th. To Thursday, August 7th. So we'll be meeting nightly from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it's specifically for children between the ages of 5 and 11. You do not have to be a member at Celebration Tabernacle Church for your children or grandchildren to participate. We do ask that you register them. You could go to the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page, and we have the link posted. They are pinned to the top so that you're able to register your children for Vacation Bible School beginning next Monday night. We're continuing the teaching this week, Life in the Spirit, and we're specifically focusing on the power of a Holy Spirit-filled believer. So the Holy Spirit gives power unto the believers. Why the believers? Because the unbelievers won't receive the power. Why?
Right.
Because they don't believe.
They don't believe. That's exactly.
It's not that God is a respecter of person, because he's not. But if an unbeliever doesn't believe, then they cannot fully partake of the Holy Spirit.
And so, in order for one to live a spirit-filled life, one has to experience the Word of God, as you read yesterday from 1 Peter 1. And we go back to 1 Peter 1. Mm-hmm. Verse what? 19 or verse 18? We read from there.
Both, yeah. Both. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things,
yes,
like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers,
yeah,
but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
Right. So that tells us that those who receive the Spirit of God cannot be bought. You can't go to college, university, and learn that. You can't. It is not, you don't, the Spirit of God that comes in your life and control your life doesn't come through natural means, because those are corrupt. It's incorruptible things. Everything of God is incorruptible. That means it is not tainted. It's not tradition of men. It's through the power of the Almighty, living his life through the believers. And that only happened in the human spirit. And that's the emphasis we're making over and over and over. It's only happened through the human spirit. When the human spirit connect with the divine, with this Holy Spirit, which is God, then he truly experience the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, the understanding of God. That's only when, because the natural man can't understand anything about God. Now that the natural man can't understand anything about the Holy Spirit. And that's the confusion we have in the church today. And so many people think the Holy Spirit is a dove. You read your picture. to say that that's the Holy Spirit, you know? The Holy Spirit is a person. He is God himself. Is God manifest himself. as the Spirit to dwell with us. And that's what Jesus says. The whole thing, Mary, you will be conceived. By who? By the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Anything from God is by the what?
The Spirit. Mm-hmm.
Can we get that this morning? Mm-hmm. Anything from God only comes by the Spirit, mm-hmm. not by the flesh. Mm-hmm. And I think we have problem understanding that as human, you know, because God is a Spirit. Mm-hmm. So our first understanding, we must come to that place where we now know for sure and believe for sure that God is Spirit. Not flesh.
Yeah, because if we're looking for a dove and we don't have a dove, then we're going to think we don't have the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And I don't see many people walking around with a dove.
As the Spirit, yeah. the Holy Spirit is over here. You know, we're teaching in church. You know, people looking for the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Some people shouting over there, so the Spirit is over there. I've gone to some of those revival. Are you in there? And wherever the screaming is where the Spirit is. No. I'm going to disappoint you. The Spirit is everywhere. He's omnipresent. The Holy Spirit is omnipresent. Wherever you are is the Spirit. But the difference, you cannot experience the Spirit of God unless you believe you're a believer. That's it. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to look around because the Holy Spirit filled the universe. Every space, everywhere we are, the Holy Spirit is there. And Jesus clearly says the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he will fill the universe.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And if you believe now, he occupies your spirit.
Mm-hmm. So when you hear people say, oh, I was in church and the Holy Spirit showed up. No, he did not. He was always there. He's all around us. We may be connected better when we're in church because we're worshiping and we're praying, so we become more aware. But he's all around. He doesn't just show up.
All right, understand it. We're now aware when we connect. Mm-hmm. When we connect, we now become aware
of the Spirit. Spiritual eye.
That's exactly right. And we stay here this morning, and we hope our listeners are really enjoying this teaching. You're aware of the Holy Spirit when you connect, but it just didn't show up. It was always there. Is us didn't see because our eyes, our spiritual eyes, are blind to the fact that he's there, and that's why we pray, Lord, open my eyes that I may see. Spiritual eyes so I can see. And the believer's eyes are open. Mm-hmm. All right?
You said on Sunday that Jesus' main job was to bring us back to God.
Yes.
Not to do miracles. So a lot of times we think of Jesus and we think of miracles.
Yeah.
But Jesus' main job was to bring us back to God. And because we've been brought back to God, because Jesus was crucified, because Jesus was resurrected, because Jesus ascended, then the Holy Spirit now dwelleth in us. So Jesus's main job was to bring us back to God, not miracles.
Not miracles.
The miracles came because Jesus was with God. That's why the miracles came. So when we are with God and the Holy Spirit is residing in us and we are yielding to the power of the Holy Spirit, then miracles will be produced also through us. Because Jesus said, greater works will be done because I go to my Father. Greater things than they saw in that time would take place because of the inward dwelling of the Holy Spirit, which is accessible to each and every one of us and received by the believer.
Man, that is powerful teaching right there. Mm-hmm. Because we think that Jesus' job was to make us do miracles, right? So now I've received Jesus, I can do miracles. Mm-hmm. Now, Jesus' job, his job on earth was redemption, to bring us back to God. Because we were alienated from God, we were stranger now, we're in a strange land because of Genesis chapter 3 when you read it. We were separated from God. And so in order for God, for God to unite with us, Jesus was the uniter. He comes and bring us back. So now we are back into the presence of God. And now we, like you said here, Emily, we now aware. So everywhere I go, I'm aware of the fact that God is here. Okay? I'm not looking for God. I'm aware. Anywhere I go, now my awareness that God is with me. Okay? So the psalmist David says, he is what? With me. He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. So the believers are aware that wherever they go, God is there. They are aware. The unbeliever is not. Okay? Look at Psalms. I think it's Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the pathway of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Right?
Yes.
For watch this. Why? See, this is the difference between the godly and the ungodly. It tells us, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now standeth in the pathway of the sinners. Now sitteth in what? The seat of the scornful. Because his delight, watch, that's the difference. Two people. One, delight in the law of the Lord. But the law of the Lord is the word of God. And in that he what? Meditates when? Day and night. Mm-hmm. Watch. And that one, those believers now will be like a what? A tree that is what? Planted by the rivers of living water. Mm-hmm. And that will what? Produce fruit. Mm-hmm. His leaves shall not wither. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And anything that one do will prosper.
Yes.
And whatsoever he does, why? Because God is with him. God unites in his spirit. So he's not led by the spirit. And then it tells us now, here the difference. The ungodly
are not so.
That's it. He does not have the spirit of God. That's what we were saying. Mm-hmm. We were saying it's impossible for the ungodly to experience the power of God. Can't. It says it right there. The ungodly are not so.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have that. It's only the believers have it. So I hope this morning that you will get a glimpse of the power of the Holy Spirit and that he's not a bird flying around.
Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.